Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Chalk Talk with Coach Kirk Trammer. There must be some technical difficulties. I'm still waiting for Coach Kirk Trammer to call in. I'm going to try to get him a hold on the phone with him right now, but I'll wait a few minutes. This is BJ from WFB Talk. Going over some highlight news. The big news this week was that Catherine Masters is stepping down as CEO of the National Women's Football Association. Hopefully Coach Trammer will call in to give us more details, since he is an owner of the NWFA, and the owners are going to start taking over, making decisions for the NWFA. But I'll give Coach Trammer a few minutes before I try to give him a phone call. Last time he ran into some problems with scheduling and was not able to call on the show. I see Papa Fox is on the chat board. How you doing, Papa Fox? I guess you're not going to answer me back. I'm waiting for you to say something. And so I'll give Coach Trammer a few more minutes. I'll have Brian give him a call. Hey, Brian, can you come here a second, please? I want to give you Coach Trammer's number. Maybe give him a call. But the big news this week was that the NWFA, Catherine Masters, has stepped down from CEO. If you listen to Coach Penn's show, Third and Long, he was talking a little bit more in detail. Brian, I'm going to give you Coach Trammer's phone number. So bear with me for 1 second, folks. I'm going to see if I can give my son Coach Trammer's phone number. I can figure out this phone. Give him a call. Give him a call at that number. You can't wait. You got to do it there. Okay. Oh, great. It is delayed. Okay. You got it? Okay. So my son's going to give Coach Kirk Trammer a call. So this week, in the NWFA, the big news again is Catherine Masters is stepping down as CEO of the National Women's Football Association. Let me read the press release. Well-known sports entrepreneur Catherine Masters, who founded the National Women's Football Association in 2000, is leaving the sport. She made the announcement at the league's annual owners meeting. I'm stepping down for several reasons, the biggest being the fact that I will be 64 next month, and I need some time to chase a few more dreams. I am extremely proud of what I've accomplished for the sport of women's football and know that the NWFA will continue to grow and prosper. Helping female athletes chase their dreams of playing football will always mean something special to me, she states. In 2000, Masters closed down her successful music industry business to start the NWFA. I love the music industry and was really successful in it, but I just missed the sports world. Women's football was just getting started, and I felt I could use my vast experience to run a well-organized league. I took my life savings and started the NWFA, she says. It exceeded her expectations and now will be starting its ninth season this spring. The NWFA will keep its name and existing teams, but now be owned and operated by all of the owners. Each owner will have the option to be a voting member. This marks a big change in how the league has been run in the past. In the past, all policy decisions were made entirely by Masters. Now all the owners will be able to decide on policies. We have some of the best owners in the sport of women's football, and I am confident they will take our league and sport to a higher level, she adds. And then she says she has signed a letter of intent with the owners, and we should have the deal completed within the next week. I was told by a source that within 48 hours they would have some more information posted on the boards. And it says, I think it's time the owners of the NWFA had a say to how the league was run, and I believe that this change is going to only make the NWFA stronger and more successful. I will certainly miss running the league, but I know in my heart that this is what should happen. I cannot tell you how much fun and joy I've had helping to make this sport grow, she adds. More news to follow soon. And as Brian's calling Coach Trammer, any word, Brian? Any answer?
No.
Did you leave a message?
No,
okay. So this show will probably be cut a little short because I don't really have a platform. I know that if you listen to Coach Penn's show last night, there was some concern in the Northeast League because there's only two teams in that division currently in the NWFA, that the New Jersey, it's the Justice, it's the Jersey Justice and the Keystone Assault. So those two teams, it looks like they had updated the board a little bit, and they had removed the division, so I really can't see who was in which division. But, oh, thanks, Papa Fox. I can't really see who's in the divisions, but the concern was travel because the Philadelphia Phoenix moved to the IWFL as the Phoenix Firebirds. The New Jersey Titans moved to the WFA. The I'm trying to think who else moved. Let me go check to the Women's Football Alliance for you. If you go to womensfootballalliance.com, we'll see the newest teams that they got. Oh, they got also the West Virginia Wonder. So they were part of the National Women's Football Association as well. Let's see. Currently, the WFA, which you can still go into the WFA until November 1st, they have the Pensacola Power, the New Orleans Blaze. Those were both NWFA teams. The Emerald Coast Barracudas, NWFA. The Delaware Queen Bees is a new team. The Empire State Roar is the NWFA. Or excuse me, they were the WPFL. And the Philadelphia Bell, Liberty Bells is a new team. The New Jersey Titans. The Baltimore Burn were the NWFA. The Connecticut Cyclones, they were in, I believe, both leagues. I think they were left the IWFL, the California Lynx, the Las Vegas Showgirls, the Phoenix Prowlers, NWFA, the Marina She Devils, the NWFA, and the Ventura Black Widows when the release of the west of the NWFA. But currently there's 14 teams in the WFA, and the announcement in the IWFL was the Los Angeles Amazons. I'm trying to think who else. The New York Nemesis, and it was a third. I can't remember. But if you listen to Coach Penn's show, he was kind of going over the changes and everything. And there was a point made, like I said, on the concern was now that there's only two teams in the Northeast, the competition, the travel, and things like that. But Coach Penn also had a scenario. What if some of the teams decided to go back to the NWFA, knowing that the owners were actually taking matters into their own hands? Oh, yes, it's BJ, Papa Fox. But, yeah, it looks like, Papa Fox, if you want to give us a call in, I can wait for Coach Tremor a few more minutes. I don't want to keep the show going because, like I said, I really don't have a platform. I'm going to write down the board because I think you said there was a delay going on here. I'm having issues here with my keyboard. Okay, I'm asking Papa Fox to give us a call in. Maybe we could wait a few more minutes. If you see on the chat board, we do have chat ongoing. If you look above the little Women's Football Talk little icon, you'll see chat available. If you click on that, you can join us in the chat board. Right now, it's just me and Papa Fox in the chat board. Oh, okay. The number is, let's see, let me dial 347-826-7278. Okay. Oops, crap. That's 347-826. Okay, hopefully they'll call me. But like I said, I don't really have a platform today. I'm just kind of being space. On Wednesday night's Coach Penn show, Third and Long with Coach Penn. Thursdays is Chalk Talk with Coach Kirk Trammer. And then Fridays is the regular Women's Football Talk, WFB Talk, with Megan, Robin, and myself that does the show every Sunday. But next week, actually, we are going to Las Vegas for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And that same weekend is the All-Star Weekend. Hey, Papa Fox, how you doing? Thank you so much for bailing me out here.
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, BJ?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Coach Trammer. Normally he lets me know if he's running late. Something must have happened out in where he's at.
Maybe he got stuck in a long line in early voting or something.
Yeah, maybe. But I probably won't keep this show on because I really don't have a format to go on today. I'm usually just listening in the wind. Just running the switchboard.
I don't have a whole lot really what's going on except for what's going on with my team, but that's not really big news. But I think it was really interesting to hear what happened in NWFA. But so it's a lot of changes, a lot of fun and exciting and interesting things going on in really all the leagues. So it's I think it's going to end up being a very interesting season when it's all said and done.
I think so. Did you listen to you heard all Coach Penn's scenarios, didn't you, last night on his show?
I got on there a little bit late. I was doing grandpa duty last night, and I got on there a little bit late. I was playing with the munchkin. So.
Yeah, he threw out some scenarios. He was saying, you know, it'll be a good thing, depending on if, like, he even mentioned that if maybe the WFA and the NWFA get together to play each other, you know, maybe to keep the travel costs down. I mean, that would be something to think about with the owners. You know, maybe this first year, if teams don't want to go back, maybe they could play each other to eliminate some of the travel costs.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's I wouldn't want to give any opinions out until I saw the details of these contracts that are going to be out in the next 24 or 48 hours. I'm still confused about the whole part of the owners of the teams in NWFA actually purchasing the NWFA as to what are they actually buying. Are they buying just a name? Are they buying already corporate sponsors that are in place with an amount of money coming in? Usually when you buy something, there's something to gain when you're buying it. So I'm interested to see what actually they're going to get for what these monthly payments are going to be for the next so many years that they're going to be paying to Catherine Masters for the NWFA. I just don't know what the details are, so nobody does really, I guess, except for Catherine and the owners of the NWFA individual teams. But I'm just my opinions are still out until I see what all these different what they're actually buying. And I hope that it's something that's going to work out for the owners. It's when you get more than one person dictating over what's going on, get different viewpoints. Not saying one person's wrong, one person's right, but with everybody having their different viewpoints, hopefully they can get something going, and it will be a good and positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I honestly haven't heard really too much on it either, and I didn't realize that they were buying into it. I mean, they would have to. If they're buying this, they have how many teams left over? They have maybe 26 teams left over?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard different rumors. I've had a few friends call me and ask me if I knew what was going on. I said, I know nothing. I said, no habla. I don't know anything except for the rumors that I've heard. And I've heard one thing that I heard on one hand that she was stepping down and the teams were just going to be on their own and it was going to stay the league, but they were going to decide how the league was going to function. And then I had someone else tell me that, no, that she was actually selling the league to all the owners, and all the owners were signing letters of intent and signing contracts to pay her so much money per month for so many years buying the NWFA football league, which I don't know if it's true or not. This is just a rumor that I heard. So that's
I didn't hear that either, but yeah.
Well, that's why I'm still saying I'm waiting to see what these details are that are going to come out, because if these owners – are actually buying the NWFA league and paying for it, my question then is, what are they actually buying? So that would be, you know, and like I say, it's just rumor. I don't know what actually the truth is. I don't think anybody does except for Catherine Masters and owners of the NWFA teams, which is it's all their business. And I just wish the owners of the teams and all the teams the very best. And, of course, I wish Catherine Masters the best also. She's done a lot for women's football, and she had her time to do what she did, and she was very successful in what she did for many years. And,
I think she's still staying involved, though, maybe not necessarily in the tackle football aspect of it, or maybe she is. But the regional has not gone away. They still have the regional league up there, so I don't know if the owners are purchased to that or if that's a new venture.
That's why I'm still confused over what exactly is going to happen, and I think too much. Yeah, my wife's in here saying too much speculation going on right now to really know what's going on. So I'd hate to voice an opinion and turn around and someone laugh at me and say, "Yeah, you were sure wrong, weren't you?" But
well, I'm just looking forward to 2009.
My foot in my mouth.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking forward to the 2009 season. I hope they can get a season going, and there's sort of concern with the Jersey Justice and the Keystone Assault, them being only two teams in their division currently. I hope that they can get some more teams that they can play so their travel costs are down, because it wouldn't be worth their while if they have to travel across country.
It's going to be, yes, it's going to be very expensive. And but that, you know, that always goes back, you know, with you, when you get involved in something, you have to look and see, okay, what exactly am I doing? What are the costs going to be? What are the potential costs that are going to be? And you got to get out there and prepare for it. So that's what all the owners, I guess, are doing right now, is preparing for the 2009 season. It's fun, though. I'm having fun.
Yes, it is.
I'm excited. I'm sure everyone's excited too. Right now is the nervous time of the season for me. Okay, now what are we going to do now? The season starts in this many months and this many weeks, and got to sign, get so many new players and sponsors and marketing and all kinds of stuff. But right now it's all fun. We're just having a blast.
So what's going on with you now? You had mentioned a little bit about it, what you were doing. What's going on with you right now?
Oh, gosh, with the Clarksville Fox, we're having so much fun doing different things. Tomorrow, Clarksville, Tennessee, for those who don't know, is located about 50 miles northwest of Nashville, Tennessee. It sits right on the border of Kentucky. That border is Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which is the home of the 101st Airborne Division. And I got a call earlier this week and talked with the public relations person in the admin office at Colonel Blanchfield Hospital of Fort Campbell. And for those of you who have met my mascot, Trixie, she was invited to go out to the hospital and go trick-or-treating and give gifts to the children in the hospital at Colonel Blanchfield Hospital of Fort Campbell. And the commander is going to be walking around with her. A couple of football players are going. So we're trying to do a lot of community activities these days. And went out, took Trixie to Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville a couple weeks ago and visited one of the children up there that has been fighting with cancer and is putting up one heck of a fight. He's quite a young man at 13 years old. Spent 25 days in ICU, and when he came out, he wanted to see Trixie. So that's where she went. She went up there and gave him an IWFL football, and he's going to be there at our first home game and do the coin toss. So we're real excited about that. And the team recently is sponsored with Big Brothers Big Sisters in Clarksville, and which led us into partnering with a professional hockey team, the Nashville Predators, up in Nashville, and which has been a great partnership. A lot of executives and players that don't use their tickets for the game, they've been calling me, and we've been getting the tickets to the hockey game and taking the kids at Big Brothers Big Sisters, some of the kids from Fort Campbell who's got parents deployed, giving them, these kids, something to do, taking them to the hockey games. And we've also a partner with the Tennessee Titans now, which is pretty cool, especially them being 7-0 undefeated football team. We're real proud of them. Got real excited today, actually. I got a letter in the mail from the Tennessee Titans, from their community relations department, congratulating the Clarksville Fox on their season they had this year, making it to the IWFL Tier 2 championship game, and wishing us luck in the year coming. And their new rookie they got this year, Chris Johnson, what an incredible running back. Sent us an 8x10 color picture to add to our Fox Fans and Friends page on our team's website.
And your team website is ClarksvilleFox.com?
Yes, ClarksvilleFox.com. And we started a new page on there this year called Fox Fans and Friends. And so far we've got quite a few pictures and letters up on there from fans and friends of the Fox, some of the entertainers from Nashville, Lee Greenwood is on there, Dolly Parton, Randy Travis, a few other ones, city councilwoman here, Deanna McLaughlin's on there, and they've autographed pictures to the team, to me and also to the team. We partnered with a publicist company up in Nashville that they handle people like Hank Williams Jr. and Kid Rock and Jody Messina. The Roys, which the Roys are going to be coming to sing a national anthem at one of our games, Lee Greenwood, Dolly Parton, a bunch of other entertainers. And we've got a little partnership going with them, and they're going to try to have one of their entertainers at all of our home games to sing a national anthem.
And you said how easy it was, because they're not actually, they're sending you their pictures, but you said it was easy for other teams like yourselves to get, in, not endorsements, but pictures saying congratulations and things like that. Didn't you say last time you were on our show you had mentioned?
Well, it's a whole lot of emails and a whole lot of phone calls. And you can't be concerned about bugging somebody. You know, some people get aggravated when you call them, and, of course, it depends on how you approach them when you call them. But I spend a lot of time sending emails. I spend a lot of time on MySpace. If you've seen the Clarksville Fox's MySpace page, got almost 700 friends on there now, and a lot of them are entertainers and professional sports players, different teams, different sports. And it comes through just a lot of persistent calling, emails, how you doing, how are things going, speaking with the community relations, the public relations department of teams. I've been talking with a couple people with the Titans for a couple years now in their community relations department, and today is the first time I got a letter in the mail from them. And they told me before that, of course, they had two teams in Nashville. They had the Nashville Dream with the NWFA, the Tennessee Heat that was with the Women's Football League, WFL, a couple years ago. And they were like, well, why would we go outside of Nashville up to Clarksville and endorse you guys when we've got two teams here in Nashville? And, of course, I couldn't really come back with anything because they were both teams that have been around 6-7 years or whatever, and here I am, a brand-new team. But in the last 2 years, both those teams are non-existent anymore, and we've been real successful on and off the field, and now that's going to the national championship in Tier 2 this year, and that's what I love so much about what the IWFL did with the two tiers. It gave teams like the Clarksville Fox in the small market the ability to compete in, for postseason and for championship opportunities. And being able to do that last year and being successful on the field to get to that level, to be the division champs and then go on to the national championship, has brought a lot of attention to the team through a lot of phone calls, persistent calling the media, the news, the papers, the anchors, news anchors in Nashville. And they finally came out. They came to some practices. My mascot was huge with the marketing success of the team. Trixie goes to the schools. My players go to the schools and promoting health and wellness, the DARE program. Do a lot for the community because without them we can't do anything. And so we spend a lot of time at the schools, a lot of time going to youth revivals at the churches. Spend a lot of time with big brothers, big sisters, with children at all levels and all the different sports. And that's how we've been able to gain a reputation in the area as not just a football team but a community organization that spends time in the community, working with the community, for the community. And it's really paid off as far as gaining fans and respect for the football team. We got the city mayor, the county mayor, the council, city council people that are also endorsing and supporting the team, state representatives. I've talked to every political person in the state of Tennessee, I think, at one time or another in the last 2 years. And it just comes from loving my team and doing everything I can to do what I can to promote the Clarksville Fox and to give these women out there that are doing everything they can to play football to have a bunch of fans cheering and hollering for them when they get out there and play. One of the girls on my team, I'll tell you a little story real quick since we have a little time, I think. One of the girls that played for the Nashville Dream, her name is Heidi McGuire, plays for the Fox now. She came up, she was one of the first girls to decide to leave Nashville and come to Clarksville, and which is only about an hour drive, to play for the Fox. And she got a lot of the other girls to come. And Heidi is an excellent ball player and very excited about women's football. And I'll never forget the first home game we had at Clarksville that she played in. After the game, she ran up to me. She jumped up on me, gave me this big hug. She's like, "Pops, I love you so much." She goes, "I just can't believe this." I'm like, "What is going on?" And just tears rolling down her face. And she goes, "At first, it scared me to death." I said, "What are you talking about, Heidi?" She goes, "All the noise, all the fans, you know, we were stomping on the bleachers and screaming and yelling." And I realized it was because we were on defense, and that's what, because I do the announcing at the games. And you were getting them to do all this. But she goes, "I'm used to playing in front of 50, 100, maybe 150 people, not over 1,000. And she says, it was the most awesome feeling she says she's ever experienced the whole time she's been playing football. It's been like 4 or 5 years she's been playing. And that's why I do all the marketing that I do. It costs a lot of money. So the money that comes back in really doesn't even pay for what goes out. But it's to have all those fans in the stands and something for these women to get out there and play for. And
yeah, it sounds like you're doing everything the right way, Papa Fox. And I know I've been checking out your website, and you said you have a new promotion coming out. You were talking about a calendar that you guys just put out.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This scared me to death, to be honest with you. One of our players, her name is Morgan Durham. She plays offensive line, and she played center the last part of the year. And Morgan's been there since the beginning of the Clarksville Fox. She is a great player, very excited about the team, and she wants to do everything she can to help out with money, budgeting, marketing, and everything else. Well, at the end of the season, I'm sitting around the house, you know, kind of like, okay, what am I going to do? I got the off season now. I got to start marketing, but I got the surgery coming up, and what am I going to do? Well, Morgan calls me. She's like, Pops, I got an idea. I'm like, what? She goes, why don't we have all the girls do a bikini calendar? And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. And she's like, why? She goes, everyone would love it. I said, look, I am not going to have all y'all running around in G-strings and pasties or whatever and do a calendar. And she goes, no. I mean a serious swimsuit calendar, something that is done in very good taste, professional photographers. I said, look, if you promise me if you'll do it in good taste and it looks good, and I'm not, you know, I'm talking about a decent calendar. I don't care if y'all are in bikinis, swimsuits, whatever, just as long as it's done tasteful. And she goes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, she lined up professional photographers, professional makeup artists, professional photo shoots, and she got it all donated. And she did a great job with it, got a lot of the players involved. They have pictures from everything in old convertible 50s models, Cadillacs, and they've got some of the girls out there on horseback out in a stream. They got all kinds of different pictures in this calendar. And they really did a great job, Morgan and the girls, putting this calendar together. And it went to print this week. The calendar should be in by next week. And as soon as they're in, I'm going to put the cover of it up on our website, and people will be able to just click on it, and they can see the cover. The cover will be there, and they can order their own calendar, and it can be delivered directly to them, anybody that wants to do that. I think the price will be $18 for the calendar, and they can have it shipped directly to them.
Oh, great. Okay, so it's the ClarksvilleFox.com. And then you're going to have that link right on your website then.
It'll have a picture of the calendar. All they can do is click on the calendar, and it'll take you to a PayPal page where they can pay for the calendar directly through PayPal, and it'll be shipped directly to them.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Papa Fox. You know, it kind of when you first said about a calendar, swimsuit, you know, what's going through our mind, sex sells, but if it's in good taste, then
right. That's what they're on.
We try to get away.
I'm like, no, we're not doing it. And Morgan, you would know why I said, no, we're not doing this. But Morgan's going to probably slap me when she hears me saying that, but she really did a wonderful job. She did a beautiful job. And for those who look on the calendar, Morgan's the one with the long white, what's it called? I don't know what it's called. To me, it looks like a big curtain, but it's called a shroff or shrong, throng, like my wife said. It's a long white, looks like a gown kind of draped over the horse. It's beautiful. Oh, the pictures are great. Steph is on there. Stephanie Reynolds. She plays on the team. She's from Evansville, Indiana. One of the girls that drives 2.5 hours each way from practice, a couple times a week, and comes for the games. And she's got a couple pictures in there with her with some horses. And she got on a bikini, but then has on leather chaps over the top of them. So.
Now, is this a 3-year calendar since you probably have 36 to 40 players, or is this just a 1-year calendar?
Just a 1-year calendar. Just a 1-year calendar. Not all the girls are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because there's only so many of them that would agree to get into a swimsuit and do it. So, it's only a 1-year calendar because not everybody wanted to get in the swimsuit and do it, which is fine. And I think, but they did a wonderful job with her. I'm really happy with her. And more than anything, it was the thought that these girls wanted to step up and say, look, I know you got to go and have the surgery, and I know that you're going to be out of commission for a while, so we want to do what we can do to help and keep things going so the team continues to be successful. And that meant more to me than anything.
So, Papa Fox, you had offered one time if there's any teams that want any advice. I mean, you're always on the chat boards and you're always giving advice. Can they email you directly if they have any,
sure,
you know, questions on how you got started on doing some of these things?
Sure. I'd be more than happy to. They could email me any time as coachofthefox@aol.com. They can get that directly from the website also. But there's many different things that I'm doing for marketing with the team. And I'm really serious about if people want help, I'd be more than happy to help anybody. It doesn't matter what league they're in or anything else. If they want some advice on how they could do some marketing to help the team out, I'd be more than happy to help them.
Or you belong to Women's Tackle Football Group. .meme.com under Rob Brown, so you can look for him on the network board.
Correct.
As well.
Correct. I mean, we do everything with the team with marketing, everything from car washes, which the girls don't like really doing, up to you've seen these little smart cards like where you put coupons on them?
Yes.
I've got one I put together called the Fox Fun Card. And
I've seen that.
Well,
you had it on the website, didn't you?
Yes. Now, last year's was decent. It was a decent one. The one I have coming up for this year is just incredible, the Fox Fun Card. I'm going to order it probably sometime next week. But the coupons on there are just incredible. You know, the smart cards are good, but the coupons that you can get off my Fox Fun Cards, all of them are better than what you can get off of any of the smart cards. And the savings that you get are just, you know, just ridiculous, really. And but that came from me going personally to all the owners of all these different companies. Some of them are corporately owned, but they're still run by the local managers or franchise owners, so they're able to offer these kind of discounts. And, for instance, on my card, the Fox Fun card, on a smart card, you go to Chick-fil-A. For those of y'all familiar with Chick-fil-A, order a meal combo, you can get a free upsize. Well, on my Fox Fun card, you order a meal combo, you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, you kind of eliminated the middleman, because they actually do have an organization that do that for you.
Yes.
Like, you give them a list of 100 and they pick 40 from the 200, and you're not guaranteed you're going to get that.
Correct. I went out and got all these individually myself. And to give you a rundown, what's on the 2009 cards, to give you an example, and everybody could do this, just go out, talk to the owner, see what they want to put on there. I got Chuck E. Cheese. You go in there, no matter what you buy, you can buy soda, and you get 20 free tokens. That's $5 worth of tokens. Go to Hooters, which nobody has Hooters on their card except for me, that I'm aware of right now. You can go to Hooters.
That's the Owl restaurant, right?
Yes, that's the ones with the big eyes. go to Hooters. You buy 10 wings, you get 10 free. Domino's Pizza, buy a large pizza, you get one free. Luigi's, it's a local pizza place here. They got a 20-inch garbage pizza, they call it. It's huge pizza. It's $18.99. Buy one, get one free. Buy any pizza they got, buy one, get one free. Subway, buy a 6-inch, get one free. Chick-fil-A, like I said, you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich with a combo. Sonic Drive-In, buy a burger, extra long cone, you get one free. Go to Wendy's Burgers, you get a free Junior Frosty with the purchase of any combo. McDonald's, get a free vanilla ice cream cone with the purchase of any meal. Cheeseburger Charlie's, it's a great hamburger place here. They got buffalo burgers and everything else. You get 20% off the entire order. A couple Mexican restaurants here, you get free nachos when you order an entree. Another restaurant here called Cumberland Grill, you get free fried cheese or fried pickles. Putt-Putt Golf, you get buy a game, get one free. There's this cool place here in town called Extreme Laser Tag. You pay $7 and you get to play laser tag like the military uniforms, and it's really cool. They got all kinds of stuff in there. But it's $7 for 15 minutes. You pay for two games, you get one free. Got a place here in town, one of my sponsors, called All American Tires. Anytime you want to go down there, take the card, go in, say, I want my tires rotated. They'll rotate them for free. Normally it costs $25. But you can have it done every week if you want to for a whole year. Reuse the card over and over again until December 31st, 2009. And another one of my new sponsors, Planners Bank, you take your card down there, you get a free checking account. You don't pay any. Get the normal account like most people have, where you get your free checks, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this. You pay your $8 or $10 a month. Well, with my card, you get it free for a whole year. So, and those are the ones that I have on there so far for the 2009 season. Unless I add any more between now and the end of next week when I order them. These cards are only $10 a piece this year. I lowered them from $20 down to $10. And also to my games, buy one, get one free into my games. So it's incredible savings on there. I already have a company here in town that's ordering 1,800 of them from me. After the first of the year, they're going to use them for incentives for their employees, for safety incentives, because their liability insurance goes down when nobody gets injured. It's a big manufacturing warehouse, big factory here in town.
Now, who prints those out for you, Coach? Do you do that yourself, or do you have somebody print those out?
I order them through a company. Okay. The company I order them through, I'm getting 5,000 of them for $1,500.
Okay.
So that's my investment is $1,500 for 5,000 cards, and if I sell them all at $10 a piece, that's $50,000. They won't all sell for $10 a piece because the companies that buy 100 or more get them at $8 a piece. And these are there's many companies I've gone and talked to already around the Clarksville, Fort Campbell area where the cards can be used that they want to buy them for, you know, offices as small as 5 or 8 people, attorneys' offices that are buying them for the staff that work in there, you know, because you go down the road and two of you can go for the price of one. And
well, you already have that company established. Is it something that other teams can use that company? You kind of, you, in a way, you're kind of helping them generate business. Can you give that information out?
I would be more than happy to give that website to anybody who wanted to have these cards made for them. Now, I call mine the Fox Fun Cards. I design the cards myself. I do all the designing and everything else. All I do is send them the stuff in email. And I'd say, this is what I want the card to look like, and they gave me a price. In fact, it's on their website. It pretty much tells you what the prices are. And you just and they make the cards. And they look like credit cards. You can have them numbered or not numbered. You can have a magnetic bar put on them if you want to. You don't have to. You can have them made any way you want to. And they're very, for the cost, they're very inexpensive. And you just have to go around to all the different businesses and talk to them. Now, what I do, I don't just talk to them. I talk to them, then I get them to sign a contract that they agree to honor that coupon until the end of the year. And the reason I do that is because sometimes companies will say, okay, I'll give you this coupon. Next thing you know, it's buy one, get one free pizza. And they got 100 people calling them in a week, and they're like, uh-oh, this is costing me money. I'm not going to honor this coupon anymore. That's not fair to my customers, my fans. Well, I call customers, fans, whatever you want to call them, that bought these cards. So I make sure that I get it in writing. I have a little contract. It's a one-page contract that just says that they agree to honor this coupon throughout the year 2009 until December 31st, 2009.
You got about, what, 20 businesses on that card right now?
I think there's 18 right now.
Okay.
And there's 18 right now. And I dropped some of them off from last year, and the reason I dropped them off is because the businesses didn't want to give a better coupon. And I'm like, look, the coupon you have on here is the same one you could get out of a newspaper. I said, I want these people to actually get something when they buy this card. And everything on my card is almost buy one, get one free, except for the percent off at Cheeseburger Charlie's, which they don't give that hardly anywhere else, and the two games, and then you get one free at Extreme Laser Tag. Everything else on there is pretty much buy one, get one free.
That sounds good, Coach. So it's Coach of the Fox at AOL.com if they want to contact you. Is that correct?
Yes. Be more than happy to. And I got a list of other ideas that if they're interested in, it just takes somebody that wants to take the time to do the phone calling, to go and ask these people. You know, just go talk to them. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to help, especially when they find out that it's for women wanting to accomplish a dream of playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And the advertising, people that are not familiar how businesses operate and how they run, all these companies, whether they be corporately owned, franchise owned, or just locally mom-and-pop shops, they have an advertising budget, and they have to use this advertising money by the end of the year. And they have to spend a certain amount of money in advertising for their taxes and for many different reasons. And when they do things like this on these Fox Fun cards, that's the advertising cost. That keeps them within certain tax brackets. And these are things that they have to do anyway. So they might as well sponsor your team or put their name on these Fox Fun cards. And a lot of the companies on these Fox Fun cards, when they do it, I have them pre-order 50 or 100 of them or something like that to give to their employees or something like that. I didn't do that this year. I did last year, but I did not do that this year because I got a lot of companies that want to order them already after the first of the year for their employees for the 2000. Well, not them. They want them before Christmas. Most of them are buying them for Christmas gifts. But like that big manufacturing company I was telling you about, they're getting theirs in January. They buy coupons and gift certificates throughout the year for their employees for safety incentives. And instead of buying all those gift certificates, they're just going to buy all their employees one of these cards. It's cheaper.
Just so they could be using it over and over again. It's a gift
right.
That doesn't stop giving throughout the whole
right.
year.
Right, right. And that way, the and saves this manufacturing company money so they don't have to continually buy more gift certificates. They just buy this. It's a one-time thing, and their employees use it over and over again. So it worked out great last year, and this year is just going to be so much better because there's better coupons on there, and I dropped the price in half because I'd rather sell 10 of them at $10 a piece than two of them for 20. So my wife finally talked me into dropping the price on them, so I did, and I think it's going to work out the best for everybody.
Sounds really good, Coach. Well, we're about 19 minutes left. I'm probably not going to talk the whole 19 minutes, but I don't think it doesn't look like Coach Trammer is going to be calling in. But I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and teaching us how to do some marketing techniques, what they could do for you.
I really do enjoy it. It's and I would like to see everybody be successful. There are so many small things that they can these teams can do. To bring money in, and it's a lot easier than people think. It's just a little bit of phone calling, a little bit of walking around, and it could be done. But we're real excited about the 2009 season coming up. I've heard of some possible scheduling done for the 2009 season, and if it goes like the rumors I say, we're going to have one heck of a schedule, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't wait. The boards are already down. Both leagues are actually have their boards down right now. They're putting the teams up, and we shall see.
But
I want to thank you for calling in. And
DJ.
Okay, and we'll probably talk to you on Sunday.
I'll look forward to it. Y'all have a blessed
okay.
day.
You
talk
too.
Bye-bye.
For those of you, Papa Fox is a regular of WFB Talk, and WFB Talk continues. He listens to Coach Penn's show every Wednesday. He listens to Coach Trammer's show every Thursday, and he listens to our show every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And I haven't got a hold of Coach Trammer yet. We were trying to think that he would be calling in, but Coach or Papa Fox, Rob Brown of the Clarksville Fox, called in and gave us some marketing tips. Again, if you guys are interested in finding out some of his ideas, you can email him at coachofthefox@aol.com or go to the website, theclarksvillefox.com, or you can go to the new network board called Women's Tackle Football Group, which is womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. And the big news of this week was that Catherine Masters has stepped down as CEO. We were hoping to get some more information from Coach Trammer, who is a owner and head coach in the NWFA. I know they had their meeting this past week, and we will find out more details probably within 48 hours. But looking at the Women's Tackle Football Group board, there's some ongoing tryouts. The California Lynx is having tryouts November 1st. The Jersey Justice is having tryouts November 1st. The Southern California Breakers is having tryouts November 2nd. Remember, the Women's Football Camp and Conference is being held in Las Vegas on November 6th through the 9th, and the IWFL All-Star Weekend is being held on November 8th. The Showgirls has Football 101, I believe, every week. Let's see, November 8th. The next one is November 9th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Empire State Roar is having a workout tryout on November 9th. And they're also having a meet and greet on November 14th. The Philadelphia Liberty Bells has tryouts on November 15th. And the tryouts for the Empire State Roar is November 15th. You can find out all this information on Women's Tackle Football Group. .ning.com, click on team events, and any team can join the group and put their events. It's all in one place. Let me check the chat board to see if anybody's chatting before I say goodbye. Again, Coach Trammer was unable to make it tonight. I'm sure we'll find out next week. Actually, next week I have to give him a call because we will be in Las Vegas going to the Women's Football Camp and Conference that Coach Lee is putting on. I know there's probably going to be about, as last I talked to Coach Lee, there was about 80 players going, but there's still time to go. So go to the network board, womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com, to check out more information. And until next week, we'll check on womensfootballtalk.com to find out updates and information on Coach Penn and Coach Trammer and the gals at WFB Talk. We'll see you next time. Thank you.